leg and hip
and
knee,
here,
feet,
and one
left foot, right foot.
Okay, and if you get down in this position, you say that you're
squatting.
Any other way of saying that?
Sitting, squatting.
What if a child wanted to hide from you? He'd run behind the couch and
squat.
And do you ever hear a name for this back part of your thigh?
All I can tell you about it is your butt.
Do you ever hear haunches or hunkers?
Yeah.
What'd you hear it called?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you do with it.
You need to. What do you call this sensitive bone here?
Shin.
And say someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
drowsing, no good.
Okay, anything else you could say?
Well, you know, you always could say a whole lot of things.
How would you say the person felt if they've been sick?
Feel like he's not doing so good. Feel like he's in low cotton.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and
fine and hearty.
Okay, so he's not weak, he's
strong, stout.
Huh?
Handsome, strong, stout, and handsome.
Do you ever use the word stout talking about butter that's turning bad?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Well, when you say something like that, if it's something that's no good, you'd say it's stout that way. In other words, it's just stronger than you wanted to eat. It ain't fresh, you know.
Uh-huh.
With my idea.
What would you say about someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper?
We have so few of them, so you got to brag on them every time you see them. Nice fella. Got a good personality.
Disposition. What would you say about someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
Clumsy.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain
ignorant. Just a plain idiot. Ignorant.
Do you ever call him a fool?
Sure. You know, some people is fools. Sure enough, fools.
Uh-huh. Does that word sound okay to you?
That's what who?
Does that word sound all right to use about someone?
No, you shouldn't make that remark about nobody. You know that. Nobody should make that remark.
What would you say about someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money?
Well, I have known that to happen, and looked to me like that's all he loved is his money, and his regular old Mauser.
And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
He's just an average person.
You just call him a?
Average person, a common person, just a common person, just an average person.
It wouldn't be insulting to be called common?
Not a bit in the world.
And an old person up in their 80s or 90s that still has a lot of energy and gets around real well, you'd call them, for their age, they'd be awfully.
They'd just be wonderful and healthy and hearty and good. I would say the good Lord has blessed him.
Do you ever call someone spry or chipper or
pepper? Yeah, spry as they could be. I got an aunt, 86 years old, just as spry as she can be, and just as kind and good as you ever seen.
Does she live around here?
Lives at Winsboro.
Say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
dangerous about it.
Or you
miserable, worried.
You wouldn't feel easy. You'd say you felt